Week 12, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. O Lord, we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of the people. Summon before me, my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says this to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the winds? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. We never cease to pray for you. We ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will. A reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 26. Then David rose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay with Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of his army. Saul was lying within the encampment, while the army was encamped around him. Then David said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Joab's brother Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, "Who will go down with me into the camp of Saul?" And Abishai said, "I will go down with you." So David and Abishai went to the army by night, and there lay Saul sleeping within the encampment, with his spear stuck in the ground at his head. And Abner and the army lay around him. Then said Abishai to David, "God has given your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore let me pin him to the earth with one stroke of the spear, and I will not strike him twice." But David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can put forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" And David said, "As the Lord lives, the Lord will smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go down in battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should put forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. But take now the spear that is at his head, and the jar of water, and let us go." So David took the spear and the jar of water from Saul's head, and they went away. No man saw it or knew it, nor did any awake, for they were all asleep, because deep sleep from the Lord had fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood afar off on the top of the mountain with a great space between them. And David called to the army and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, "Will you not answer, Abner?" Then Abner answered, "Who are you that calls to the king?" And David said to Abner, "Are you not a man? Who is like you in Israel? Why then did you not keep watch over your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy the king, your lord. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die, because you have not kept watch over your Lord, the Lord's anointed. And now, see where the king's spear is, and the jar of water that was at his head." Saul recognized David's voice and said, "Is this your voice, my son David?" And David said, "It is my voice, my lord, O king." And he said, "Why does my lord pursue after his servant? For what have I done? What guilt is on my hands? Now therefore, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If it is the Lord who has stirred you up against me, may he accept an offering. But if it is men, may they be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day, that I should not share in the heritage of the Lord, saying, 'Go, serve other gods.' Now therefore, Let not my blood fall to the earth away from the presence of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to seek my life, like one who hunts a partridge in the mountains. Then Saul said, I have done wrong. Return, my son David, for I will no more do you harm, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. And David made answer, Here is the spear, O king. Let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord gave you into my hand today, and I would not put my hand against the Lord's anointed. Behold, as your life was precious this day in my sight, so may my life be precious in the sight of the Lord, and may he deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, Blessed be you, my son David. You will do many things and will succeed in them. So David went his way, and Saul returned to his place. A responsory from Psalm 53. Insolent men have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your might. I will sacrifice to you with willing heart, O God, hear my prayer, and vindicate me by your might. A reading from the homilies of St. Gregory of Nyssa on the Beatitudes. God can be found in man's heart. Bodily health is one of the desirable things in human life, but it is blessed not only to know the principle of health, but to be healthy. For suppose someone had sung the praises of health, yet took some unwholesome food that generated bad juices. What use is it to him to have praised health, seeing he is afflicted with diseases? In the same way, therefore, we should understand the words we are considering. The Lord does not say it is blessed to know something about God, but to have God present within oneself. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. I do not think that if the eye of one's soul has been purified, he is promised a direct vision of God, but perhaps this marvellous saying may suggest what the word expresses more clearly when he says to others, The kingdom of God is within you. By this, we should learn that if a man's heart has been purified from every creature and all unruly affections, he will see the image of the divine nature in his own beauty. I think that in this short saying, the word expresses some such counsel as this. There is in you, human beings, a desire to contemplate the true good. But when you hear that the divine majesty is exalted above the heavens, that its glory is inexpressible, its beauty ineffable, and its nature inaccessible, do not despair of ever beholding what you desire. It is indeed within your reach. You have within yourselves the standard by which to apprehend the divine. For he who made you did at the same time endow your nature with this wonderful quality. For God imprinted on it the likeness of the glories of his own nature, as if moulding the form of a carving into wax. But the evil that has been poured all around the nature, bearing the divine image, has rendered useless to you this wonderful thing that lies hidden under vile coverings. If, therefore, you wash off, by a good life, the filth that has been stuck on to your heart like plaster, the divine beauty will again shine forth in you. It is the same as happens in the case of iron. If freed from rust by a whetstone, that which but a moment ago was black will shine and glisten brightly in the sun. So it is also with the inner man, which the Lord calls the heart. When he has scraped off the rust-like dirt which dank decay has caused to appear on his form, he will once more recover the likeness of the archetype and be good. For what is like to the good is certainly itself good. Hence, if a man who is pure of heart sees himself, he sees in himself what he desires, and thus he becomes blessed, because when he looks at his own purity, he sees the archetype in the image. To give an example, though men who see the sun in a mirror do not gaze at the sky itself, yet they see the sun in the reflection of the mirror, no less than those who look at its very orb. So, he says, it is with you. Even though you are too weak to perceive the light itself, yet if you but return to the grace of the image with which you were informed from the beginning, you will have all you seek in yourselves. For the Godhead is purity, freedom from passion, and separation from all evil. If, therefore, these things be in you, God is indeed in you. Hence, if your thought is without any alloy of evil, free from passion, and alien from all stain, you are blessed, because you are clear of sight. You are able to perceive what is invisible to those who are not purified, because you have been cleansed. The darkness caused by material entanglements has been removed from the eyes of your soul, and so you see the blessed vision radiant in the pure heaven of your heart. But what is this vision? It is purity, sanctity, simplicity, and all other such luminous reflections of the divine nature in which God is contemplated. A responsory from John 14. Thus says the Lord, I am the way, the truth, and the life. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. He who believes in me has eternal life. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. Let us pray. Lord God, teach us at all times to fear and love your holy name, for you never withdraw your guiding hand for those you establish in your love. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.